Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Glad you're here. I'm glad, very excited about having our good friend Leslie Grossman back on the show. Leslie is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. We love having her on the show. She's so smart. She's a leadership coach. She's has a credentials for being a leader and a thought leader a mile long. She's the author of a number of books, including SalesStation, including Link Out. Those are two of her important books. She's a great supporter of women in business. She's also a Vistage chair. That's a pretty important assignment. She helps a lot of people focus on improving their businesses. And she's the co-founder of the Women's Leadership Exchange. But from my standpoint, more importantly, she's been hanging out with us for about 13 years. Leslie Grossman, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. Leslie, do you mind if we take a few minutes and talk about something you and I just talked about out the air?
You're
a 10-year breast cancer survivor. Karen yeah. Cortell Reisman was just on the show. She's a 6-year breast cancer survivor. I've got women who are going to be on my Brain Trust members who are going to be on my show next week in our breast cancer awareness show who are 17-year members. And more, and around 17-year members, survivors, I should say. And I like saying that to tell the people out there who are not doing the right everything they can for checkups and tests and screening that all these people we're talking about, they're all survivors. What do you think?
Right. It's so important that you be checked. And if anyone tells you, and this happened in my case. I had a particular symptom, which when I told people about it, they said, oh, that's nothing.
Oh.
But I went and had it checked anyway. And because I did that, they caught my breast cancer in the very earliest stage.
Yeah.
So do not, if you feel anything, if anything looks odd, check it out immediately.
Well, have regular screenings. Have regular.
Yes, you know, every year.
There've been different controversies over payment for mammograms and some insurance will, some won't. It costs about $100 to get a mammogram. I mean, they're not that expensive.
That's right, and most insurance covers it.
Right. I just remember there was something. Well, there was some controversy also about whether they were effective or whatever. But folks, do whatever you got to do. To ladies, get checked out, and you know, and as I said earlier, it's rare, but men have breast cancer. Men should check themselves. But it's mostly the ladies, it's hard to know anybody who hasn't been touched by this. It has happened in my family. And so, you're a survivor. Are you? And talk to us about how your life has been since you were diagnosed.
Oh my God! I mean, so extraordinary. What can I tell you?
Look at all the things you've done. You've written at least one book in that time. You became a business chair in that time. I mean, my goodness.
Incredible. I mean, and it's, so everybody needs to, and you're right about men too. If anything looks odd for a man also, it does happen. And we just have to take care of ourselves. There's something Rick Perls, the philosopher, said that I took to heart a long, long time ago. He said, take care of yourself so you can take care of others.
That's right. Look around. You got kids, you got grandkids, you got parents. People are going to need you. We're going to need you. Hey, Leslie, I need you.
We all need each other.
That's right.
We do all need each other. And no one can have a happy life alone. And no one can lead. Getting to the leadership, no one can lead alone either. We all need to be collaborating, and we need people around us. What you know, I call it an entourage, having your own entourage to support you, whether it's been, if you have something medical, as well as you're moving in your career, your business. We need to have our brain trust, just like you have. Everybody should have a brain trust.
That's right. That's right. Well, Leslie, thank you for the courage to talk about it. Thank you for your honesty and openness about this. 10 year, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a 6 year breast cancer survivor and a 10 year breast cancer survivor. Ladies, get yourself checked out, get yourself screened. You can survive this thing. Quick break, right back with Leslie Grossman. We're gonna talk about building trusted relationships inside and outside of your four walls.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.